Hi, my name's Meg McHugh. I'm the Curator of Industrial Heritage here at the Museum of Science and Industry. The first bikes were starting to be used in the 1860s, so it's, 150 years of history. Manchester was one of the first places to build bikes in Britain. The craze started in France. It came over to Britain. Manchester was a place that had lots of engineers working, building all sorts of different things. So they thought they'd have a go at building some bikes. And one of the ones that we're going to put on display is a bone shaker bike from the 1860s. So you can imagine people going over cobbles on a bone shaker. It literally would do that to you. There's no suspension there. Tour de France, Tour de France, dernière étape Champs-Élysées. Tour de France, Tour de France. One of the famous early designs of a bike is a penny farthing with a huge front wheel and a very small back wheel, and one of those is going on display as well, also built in Manchester. So there's these roots of cycling go back a long way. I've got a bike, you can ride it if you like. It's got a basket, a bell and rims and things to make it look good.
And there was a velodrome here as well.
Yes, there was. What happened in this country was that road racing got banned in about 1890. And so people who wanted to race bikes had to do it at sort of legal tracks. And Manchester had one of the first velodromes in the country. It was at Fallow Field. It was an open-air velodrome. And it was a really popular sport. Thousands of people would come to watch the cycling at Fallow Field, and that went through right until the 1960s. That track was in use and it drew huge crowds until it closed. Broken bicycles, oh, busted chains. Because the track cycling got really popular, there were stars of the track who used to win all these races, and they needed bikes. And so there was a real specialist bike manufacturing industry in Manchester who were building these frames bespoke for particular riders, and they were very much in demand. So one of the bikes that we're putting in is made by a maker called Johnny Berry. He was very famous in Manchester. He had a 2-year waiting list because his bikes were so much in demand. When the velodrome was built in Manchester in 1994, it was the first Olympic standard track in the whole country, and so it was the only place where cyclists could really train properly indoors, and that's why cyclists from all over the country started relocating to the northwest, because they could take advantage of the fantastic facilities here. One of the star objects in the exhibition is this rainbow jersey that was awarded to Reg Harris when he won the World Sprint Championship. He was World Sprint Champion 4 times, which is unprecedented, and he was the amateur sprint champion as well. And his story is, before he turned professional, he competed in the Olympic Games, but a few weeks before the Olympic Games, he was involved in a car accident, and he actually broke 2 vertebrae in his back. So in order to carry on training, he had a special cast made so that he could go on his bike safely, carry on training and still compete in the Olympic Games, which were the London Games of 1948. So he was very disappointed to only come away with 2 silvers because he'd been hoping for gold, but I think pretty impressive under the circumstances.